All of these tricky situations that are really, really hard to come to a conclusion on your own without that objective third party of the professional organizer. After going through that process with her and giving her, these different options, she made some choices. She was able to downsize that collection pretty significantly and gain back a large portion of usable space. These garments were taking up room in various different significant storage places in her home. And by the time we were done, she broke down in tears and was just like, I've been holding on to this stuff for 30 years and I have not once been able to figure out how to get rid of it or how to deal with it in a way that feels good to me. And I just want to thank you for giving me the permission that I needed to let this stuff go. We were both crying and hugging, and it was a mess, like in a good way. Hey, hey, and welcome to the Speak Organized podcast. I'm your host, Melanie Summers, professional organizer, decluttering expert, and ADHD organizing specialist. I like to speak organized to give you the tools to conquer your clutter, live life with more purpose, and learn all about the business of tidying. Do me a favor, if you're new here, take out your device and tap that subscribe button so that you become a member of the Speaker Fam. I'd be honored to have you on board. As you get value out of today's episode and you're watching on YouTube, please give us a thumbs up and tap that notification bell so you're notified whenever we post new content every single week. And if you're an Apple Podcast user, we would love it if you could leave us a rave 5-star review and encourage folks just like you to come to the Speak Organized podcast for all things pro organizing business. If you're a true organizing enthusiast who loves to nerd out about products and color coding, or if you are starting or leveling up your professional organizing business, I encourage you to join my free Facebook group. It's an amazing, active community that is growing in crazy numbers by the day. And I would love to have you be a part of all the conversation, get your advice and questions answered. And I'm always in there hanging out. After doing this for a few days in a row, I'm finally starting to get a little bit more streamlined, getting us online. So welcome to today's live stream. Today's Friday. It is April 12th, 2024. And I am staring out my window at a beautiful, kind of overcast yet sunshiny day. So I'm very, very happy about that. And it's starting to get warmer outside. I'm super stoked. So I just want to welcome you guys to today's live stream. We're going to take a break over the weekend. We're going to jump back into it next week. Today, we're talking about building self-confidence. And this is one that's overlooked. It's very, very important on your journey to becoming an entrepreneur, to becoming a successful professional organizer, having the right mindset, as we've discussed throughout this entire live stream series, is crucial. So building self-confidence, that's what we're going to be talking about today. It's going to kind of wrap everything up pretty well. It's a good way to send off the week before we go into next week's live stream, because it kind of ties all of the things that we've been talking about thus far into a very nice, neat little package that kind of makes you understand, you know, where we need to go from here. So how do we want to talk about this? Talking about building self-confidence. The first thing to understand, I did a little bit of research for you guys because you know me, I'm a nerd. I want to make sure that I have statistics to back up what I'm saying, and they're pretty powerful. So as an entrepreneur, you know, there's a lot of pressure both internally and externally on you for the success of your business. You basically are the business, especially when you're first starting out, you do everything. So everything kind of rides on you and how you present yourself, how much work and attention and care you put into the business. It all is determined by how you handle it, good and bad. So one of the things that I read this morning was that most entrepreneurs suffer from mental health challenges 72% more on average than their counterparts who are employees of the business. And that makes a lot of sense because of basically what I just said. You're under an immense amount of pressure, more so than you would be if you were just fulfilling one role for somebody else's company. You are the CEO, you're the marketing director, you are the salesperson, you are the speaker, you are maybe the web designer. I mean, all these different things, especially when you're strapped for cash and it's tight in the beginning and you're kind of bootstrapping everything. It's a lot of pressure. And so it makes sense that entrepreneurs really suffer with poor mental health. And so that is why today's live stream is so important, because we want to try to improve and cultivate a healthier mental landscape by learning how to build self-confidence and talk to ourselves in a more positive way. So that's kind of what we're going to talk about from a practical standpoint today. Because if you talk to yourself in a positive way, the other stat that I pulled out for you, and if anybody's curious, you can comment below and I'll send you the links to these articles and these studies that I pulled these from. But positive self-talk will improve performance for you by up to 29%, which also makes a lot of sense. Because if you think about it, you spend more time talking to yourself in your life than anybody else. And as a result of that, hopefully you're saying some good things to yourself. If you're saying negative things in your head, if you're painting negative pictures about yourself or about your business or your abilities or whatever, the results are going to suffer because you are selling yourself this story of lacking. You're selling yourself this story of being lesser than, of not being cut out, of the leads aren't coming in because nobody's buying a house right now, or nobody wants to downsize, nobody wants to declutter. All of those things are not true, but we tell ourselves these lies to kind of self-soothe in the moment when things aren't going well. And so if you're able to reframe your thoughts and how you speak to yourself and how you speak about your business to yourself, it can make such a big difference because you transform from a complainer into somebody who is a problem solver. And that is where the magic truly happens. So let's kind of talk about how that happens, and then I'll get into a little personal story just to kind of help you guys see how this comes into play. So it really starts with, and you guys are probably going to tell your clients this as well, because they're also coming from a place of overwhelm. And isn't it ironic that us as business owners with something that is outside our comfort zone, which obviously is not being organized, because that's something that you're very good at, you're very passionate about, people have been telling you probably for years that you should be doing this for a living and all these different things. So you're like gangbusters confidence, at least in terms of maybe the process of how you organize things for yourself and your family. But when it comes to running your business and doing it on a professional level, we've all got our insecurities, we've all got our setbacks, our roadblocks, things that hold us back from achieving greatness in our lives and doing what we want to do. Isn't it funny how that is our version of overwhelm, and our clients experience that with the clutter? So if we can help figure out how to package our passion and motivation to help give them the ultimate outcome, that's going to be the most important thing. And that's what we're trying to do for ourselves right now. We're trying to have a better mental landscape, tell ourselves a better story, become a problem solver instead of complaining and feeling overwhelmed, so that we have the proper foundation to be able to support our clients and bring them along on their journey of turning their overwhelm into confidence. If we can't do that for ourselves, how do we expect that we're gonna be able to do that for our clients, right? So that is why this is so important. And there is a way for you to do this on your own. But honestly, the best way to do it is to be sitting here with me, letting me feed you that external motivation. Come and talk to me. That is why I love coaching, because I struggle with this stuff just as much as anybody else. And if I didn't have the support system of my staff, of my husband, my family, like building me up, even just this morning, I can work myself to the absolute bone and wake up in the middle of the night feeling, you know, just anxiety, like all of a sudden in just the middle of a full-blown anxiety attack from a dead sleep because I've been working too hard, you know? So there's pros and cons. There has to be a balance and a harmony. But if I'm so glad that I have the support system of my husband to say, you know, you've got this. You don't have to oversell or overdeliver. What you have to offer people is extremely valuable, and you need to just trust that and tell yourself that it's okay to take a break, you know? So sometimes it's learning, it's the balance of learning when to push and the balance of learning when to take a moment, step back, reevaluate, not give up, like we talked about yesterday, overcoming the fear of failure, because remember, the only way that you fail is if you give up. So we're not talking about that, but we're just talking about the ability to regroup, try a different strategy, invest in yourself, invest in your business, whatever that happens to be. So we're trying to tell ourselves a better story. And that starts with, in practical terms, by using small actionable steps. So I want to show you guys, I want to share my screen with you. Actually, I don't think I can do that from YouTube Live, but I'm going to read some things for you that I'm using in my new course, which we'll talk about towards the end of the stream. But I want to just make sure that you guys have a way to these negative mental thought patterns and how to shift them. So we want to shift from a fear-based narrative to an empowered narrative. And this is something that takes practice. It's a muscle, just like anything else. The way that you talk to yourself and the way you speak about your business, you have to get in the habit of catching yourself when you're talking about it in a negative way and reframing it. So for instance, a lot of organizers or aspiring organizers that come to this industry have this mindset of perfection, which is another live stream topic that we talked about earlier in the week. I definitely want you guys to go to the YouTube channel or the Facebook guide if you're in my Facebook group and check these out, because this is big stuff to help you succeed. So instead of telling yourself, I have to get this perfect or it's going to be a complete failure, why can't I just do things right the first time, right? Even if you're not saying it exactly like that, you're probably telling yourself some version of that story. I know I suffer from that all the time. Like I want and expect immediate results from myself. It's generally self-inflicted. And when I'm not producing at a high level, when I'm not impressing the pants off of everybody, and, you know, like it's hard to get people to listen or this and that, or my clients aren't, you know, like super over the moon with the work that we've done for that day, I got to step back. And so a better mindset, a way to shift that phrase from a fear-based narrative to an empowered one, is that perfection is a myth. Every step, even the small ones, are progress, and I'm learning and growing with each experience, and that is what matters. So that is how we take that phrase of, I'm not doing it perfectly, I may as well just give up because I can't do it right the first time, which I'm sure a lot of our clients can relate to as well. We're going to be helping them that through that mindset shift too, to the place of remembering that perfection and that online Pinterest perfect idea of organizing is kind of, it's a myth. It's not real. We're all pushing crap out of the way to get the perfect shot or whatever. None of that stuff is real. And our spaces don't look like that for much longer than the photo that displays our work, right? So every step, even the small ones, are progress. And so you're just learning and growing with that experience. So that's just kind of an example. I have a ton of those prompts in the workbook for my new course that just kind of go through different narratives that we tell ourselves in business. And I can't tell you the number of people that will message me and say, you know, like, you know, I specialize in this or that. But people are just not buying right now. I don't know where the customers are. They're not interested. They keep turning me down, or they just keep ghosting me. And we need to reframe the narrative in your head there, because that's not really the truth. The truth of the matter is that it might just not be the right time for that specific client. Or maybe your messaging is a little bit off and you need to rethink how you're expressing your desires to transform somebody's life. Maybe you need to go a little bit deeper. Maybe you need to dig deeper and figure out the why of that client instead of having that, what my coach calls that dog energy of that, like, buy my stuff. You know, you want to be more like a kitty cat. I love that. That's such a great analogy where it's a little bit more of a like playful dance, and you're not, it's like when you go on a first date with somebody, you don't want to just come out the gate being like, I love you, you know, or like just oversharing and being totally crazy. You kind of have to like leave the breadcrumbs, get people interested, this and that. And so it's no different with your business. So maybe instead of telling yourself like, nobody, there are no clients for me, the market is oversaturated, I'm never going to be able to do this, like, try to figure out how you can reframe that. Journal that thought, write it out, and see how you can shift it to a more empowered mindset. Okay, so that is the first thing that I always like to tell people to do, is just kind of write it out, figure it out. How can you reframe that? And I want to share something. I want to share a quick story with you guys about how this how this works in practical terms with your clients. Just to kind of give you guys a little bit of a confidence boost through me and know kind of what's possible. And again, start to think about digging deeper into your reason for wanting to run this business or wanting to grow it, you know, if you're already working as an organizer. So the story that I was thinking about this morning was a client that I have worked with on and off for the last couple of years. And she gets a lot of really traditional clothing from her family back in the Middle East. Like tons and tons of it. And she's not really able to utilize it. It's definitely not something that is like a big part of her life in the United States. And there's nowhere for her to wear this tradition, these traditional clothes and things like that. And so we're just kind of working through the process of her coming to terms with that and figuring out, you know, where to donate this stuff or where to send it. Maybe she needs to like have that conversation with the family member to send it back, or, you know, all of these kind of like tricky situations that are really, really hard to come to a conclusion on your own without that objective third party of the professional organizer, right? So after going through that process with her and giving her, you know, these different options, she made some choices. She was able to downsize that collection pretty significantly and gain back a large portion of usable space in her bedroom, in her closet, in her like spare closets. I mean, these garments were taking up room in various different significant storage places in her home. And by the time we were done, she broke down in tears and was just like, I've been holding on to this stuff for 30 years and I have not once been able to figure out how to get rid of it or how to deal with it in a way that feels good to me. And I just want to thank you for giving me the permission that I needed to let this stuff go. And we were both crying and hugging, and it was just, it was a mess, like in a good way. But that was a true light bulb moment for me. And I've had several other clients that have had moments like that over the years too, where you realize that you don't have to have everything perfectly figured out. The value that we bring to our clients is the support. And it's presenting options to them. We don't have to, like, not every job. I mean, granted, there are larger jobs where you have to have a project proposal and you have to like have it all like scheduled out because there's a time frame and whatever. But for the most part, when you're first starting out, you're probably going to be working one-on-one with clients just like I described. And you're going to be changing their lives in a big way. And that is like that for me, when my head hit the pillow that night, like my confidence was sky high because I knew that I was making a difference in this person's life. And that is the opportunity that you have to bring to the lives of the people that you touch. And if you don't move forward with your dream, that person that I just described that could be a similar story for you is not going to have the opportunity for that life-changing moment over something really simple. You know, it's not rocket science what we're doing, but we are providing a real value to people, a real emotional value and physical, tangible results for people. Now, you know, she has room in that closet for things that she actually uses. She can like have guests over because there's a place to hang the coats when they come for dinner instead of, you know, all the stuff that was in there before and all those things. And it builds momentum. They're able to see the progress that can be made in other areas of their home. And it all starts with you having the confidence and the mindset to want to go out and help them. I mean, ultimately, that's where it comes from, because you can't help anybody if you're not there to help them. So start telling yourself some better stories. Start realizing the powerful impact that our industry has on our community, and start brainstorming and thinking of ways that you can reach out to people. Dig super deep and figure out what it is that your clients really need. They don't need that Pinterest perfect looking pantry, even though they may want that or think it's cool or value it. And we all nerd out about it. I mean, I certainly do. And I love the aesthetic. But what is it that people are really interested in from our services? What are they going to be getting? Looking at comments here, Patricia is saying, been binge watching your videos since I found you. Thank you for sharing your knowledge. Yeah, thank you. I really appreciate that. I'm coming on here just pouring my heart out to you guys, and I want to make sure that you're getting good value out of this free series, because this stuff is so important. What you guys are doing is so important. I cannot continue to stress that enough. So just to kind of summarize and wrap up, this is a kind of a quick one today because it's Friday and I want to get out there and kind of enjoy the day. Start reframing your mental landscape. When you find yourself coming from a place of overwhelm, coming from a place of negative thinking, finding that you're feeling like you're throwing your hands up and it's just not going to work, how can you reframe that thought to be something more empowering? How can you start talking to yourself differently to remember the value that you bring to the table in this industry? What is your superpower, and how are you going to unleash that? How are you going to market that? How are you going to show that as a value add to your clients and find your niche and find your people? Because they're out there ready and waiting for you if you are willing to put on your cape, your superhero cape, and take the leap. So I know this stuff is not easy. One of the main issues with starting and running your own professional organizing business, or any business for that matter, is trying to do everything yourself. And that's what we've been talking about a lot. You know, it's very difficult to constantly, and it's not only is it difficult, but it's also very unfair to put the pressure on yourself to constantly be conjuring up the motivation from within to execute. Okay, like, I am absolutely at fault for doing this for most of my career. And it wasn't until I started investing in coaching and higher level strategies and resources and tools. You know, it's not like you don't have to go to college and drop tens of thousands of dollars to get certified as an organizer. Like, this is a pretty unregulated industry, and it's something that anybody can start, which is both good and bad. I mean, you don't have to invest a ton of money and time to figure out how to create a killer process and how to market yourself and go out there and make a really good living. But on the flip side of that, there's not a lot of good resources. There is some gatekeeping in this industry. And I'm not that person. If you've ever worked with me, you know that I'm like, I bear it all to you. Like, I leave no stone unturned. I share everything, every good thing I've done, every bad thing I've done, how I'm not the most qualified, but I am still out there and I'm still hustling and doing it. And I want nothing more than to see you be able to do the same thing. Amen. Okay. Like, I want you guys to succeed, which is why I've released this new course, From Overlooked to Overbooked, Mastering the Art of Client Acquisition, which is kind of what this live stream is in celebration of. If you're at the point where you're wondering where to find clients, you're wondering how to speak to them, how to position yourself as an expert in your zone of genius, which we will definitely talk about figuring that out within the course, how to structure your website, how to optimize it for SEO so that you're showing up in search. Like, that's huge. Not having to spend a whole bunch of money on marketing and just having your website there when somebody goes to Google, which most of my clients, that's how they find us, is through Google, which is awesome. Like, most people are really, like, overly focused on social media, and that ain't where the money's coming from, at least for that part of the business. So I want to show you guys how to do this the right way. I want to teach you how to network with other small businesses and big businesses, for that matter, that will be really excited to hear about your services. I just got a phone call today from a builder who saw me speak at an event earlier this week. And he was like, hey, I heard your speech. I love what you had to say. I think a lot of my clients could use your services. Can you give us a call? Okay, so I want to teach you guys how to do that. I want to show you the script that I use to call these people, to walk into their offices, what we're bringing, how we're trying to leave a lasting impression, all these different things. So if that's what you need and you're here and you're like, holy crap, this is for me, I'm seeing this for a reason, click the link down below the live stream or any of the other live streams to check out the course. It's called From Overlooked to Overbooked. And you can learn a little bit more about it. There is a fast acting bonus for those of you that sign up before the 15th, which is Monday. You're going to get $25 off the price using the code SAVEBIG25. Okay. So that discount goes away on Monday. And so the price will jump back up. But you get, like, for the price of less than, if you're spending less than two coaching calls worth, to come and sit with me for 6 days in a row. And if you can't make it live, that's totally fine. The recordings are there. You get them for life. You get this like super awesome workbook that I'm working on for you right now. That's yours to keep forever. And you can use it as a guide to have everything all in one place. You don't have to reinvent the wheel. It's there. You can use my templates and hop on the phone and confidently call these people or walk into offices, whatever it is. It's there for you. So I encourage you to take advantage of that discount if you're ready for this. If you guys have any questions, let me know. Please join my free Facebook group. It's a great place to come. But like I said, for less than the price of two coaching calls, you get me for 6 days in a row. You don't have to wait a month to get on my calendar for one-on-ones, which is extremely frustrating for me and for other people. And so I want to make sure that I'm available to you in real time. You guys can ask me those questions, and I'm no gatekeeper. I'm here for you to help you out with all this stuff. It truly is like fulfilling for me. It's what helps me lay my head to rest at night, knowing that there is a decluttering army out there organizing people's lives and doing it well and thriving and just enjoying running your own business rather than feeling like your mental health and physical health are suffering because you're not saying the right things to yourself. So anyway, hopefully that was a helpful discussion for you guys. Next week, we're going to be talking a little bit more about the power of positive thinking and dealing with self-doubt. So we're going to be talking a bit more about the phrase of overcoming imposter syndrome. So that's a pretty popular buzz phrase. Everybody feels like an imposter when they're first starting out. I, to a degree, feel like an imposter like almost on a daily basis, but you kind of just like have to shove that voice aside. My negative inner voice, her name is Fanny, and I tell her to shove it on a regular basis. So we're going to talk a little bit more about that next week. Again, if you guys have questions, let me know. Check out that link to the new course. Comment, let us know what you're thinking, what you're feeling. If you need help, that Facebook group is there for you to give you a little boost of confidence and give you some advice. So beyond that, I hope you guys have an awesome day. Thanks for joining me for this live, and I will see you all next week with some more fun stuff. Bye.